As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Always great to chat with Fred Smoot. Never disappoints me, Mitch.
He is absolutely out of his mind, but I can tell you one thing. If he's talking about that draft stuff, that's something he does. Just like, what's my man? Used to be with the Jaguars. He does a lot of draft stuff now. Running back.
Oh, yeah. MJD.
Yeah. Maurice Jones-Drew. He was the same way. And Fred is that type, man. Just, you know, me and Tanner understand. If certain things you could ask Fred about, some things don't, because, you know, we have the mindset that if he's asked a question, he going to give you an answer, whether the answer is right or not. But he knows this draft stuff, so we make sure we stick to that.
We're giving away Caps tickets all show long. It's to game 2 every hour at 20 minutes past the hour until 5:20. Your next chance coming up at 1:20. But DJ and Culpepper won our last set of tickets about 10 minutes ago. DJ, congrats. You're going to game 2, man.
Bro, thanks a lot, man. It's a dream come true, man.
Yeah, how many games you get to this year?
Dude, I am the biggest Caps fan, but I've never been to a game in my life.
Oh, you're going to enjoy it, man. Believe me, playoff hockey, rocking the red, it's going to be loud as hell.
Yeah,
dude, I can't wait. B. Mitch, you're a god, dude. Man, I'm down here in Culpepper, man. There's so many country people out here that listen to you and love you and JP, man.
Appreciate
y'all got the best show throughout the day, man. I love y'all every day. I ride around all day long listening to y'all, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, DJ. Enjoy the game on Wednesday.
And I heard Jeff in there trying to challenge you because he thought you were a DJ. Wasn't he?
No, I was asking him because he was like, yo, is DJ Christensen? And I'm like, so is that your DJ name or is that your real name? He was like, no, I'm DJ. Chris, and he was saying his name is DJ.
Yeah, that's his last name.
His last name was Chris.
But you always challenge everybody. You ain't the only damn DJ, Jeff.
No, I don't challenge no one. I ask so I can network. You never know whatever that friendship would go. But can we just say, can we get callers that get on the air? Can y'all sound that excited when we talking to y'all about these tickets, man? I love that call right there, man.
Yeah, I mean, first time going to a Caps game and first time as a playoff game.
That's cool,
man. That's going to be electric. Now, I hope it's something that he gets to go to more playoff games, because if he just goes to a random December night on a Tuesday, it might be a little bit less electric than game 2 against the Canadiens. Maybe doesn't live quite up to that. NFL draft coming up on Thursday. Washington in a prime spot to trade down. We kind of talked about this a little bit earlier.
Uh-huh.
Is it something that you want to see them trade down, or you're kind of fine wherever they're at? Because I think it's one of those things for me where I don't need them to trade down. It's definitely not a need now with where they're at. I think Fred kind of laid it out perfectly that this they can kind of let the draft dictate where they go. But ideally for me, they would still trade down.
I believe that what they did in the offseason has, like I said, set them up to do what they want to do. If they can play this thing, they don't have to really make a decision until 29 comes up. What if, right when they get the pick, somebody call and say, we want to move? They could go then. Because I don't think if they were to go out and say, yeah, we're looking to move, and that's when you lose. I always felt the first person that speaks when it comes to a negotiation, you lose. You know, so if they wait around and if they find someone that they want, we got somebody we can take at 29. And then somebody come up and say, we want to get so-and-so. Okay, what you want to give for it? Now, if what they're giving is worth it, yeah, you do it. You go back and you try to get some more people. Because the thing about it, when you have people that are drafting that can bring in people that you feel can help you no matter what round it is, you want to get more picks. Because, like, I've seen people get drafted previous years. None of them help us in no round. Second, third, fourth, none.
True.
So, but they have shown they can pick people to come in and help.
How important do you think it is for specifically pick 29, if they don't trade out of it, to come in and help right away? Because this is a team that was in the NFC Championship game last year. They want to get someone that can help you right away, right?
Looking at what they've done thus far, when they pick, they normally play, especially those top three rounds. So if you pick somebody at 29, he needs to come play.
Yeah, I think.
Not that he will.
I think so, too. I think you can get quality players because, again, this is kind of the notion that's really been frustrating me throughout this draft cycle that we were kind of talking about before the show, where so many people look at the draft now that Washington's picking at number 29. When basically my entire life they've been drafting in the top half of the draft, people just write it off as, oh, it's a second-round pick, basically, this
Most
and that.
Most people don't know. They don't understand it because they have not had that luxury.
Yeah, and I understand it.
The Chiefs and the Patriots pick late.
They pick late all the time, and they don't get an excuse, right? Yeah. Like it's you get the picks that you're given, and it's not basically a second-round pick. You still have to hit these things because, you know, Washington can get there once. We've seen plenty
you know
of teams get there
a
once.
What second-round pick is? Basically, a second-round pick could be a Hall of Famer. Basically, a third-round pick could be a Hall of Famer. Basically, a fourth, fifth-round pick, undrafted, could be a Hall of Famer. Everybody that's drafted in the first round don't make it extended years, and they damn sure don't make it to the next level outside. But there are a lot of people in the Hall of Fame that were not drafted in the first round. I've said it for years. Stop thinking that all you need is first and second round. You need other people. There are some people that get drafted later on. You know why? Because they went to a smaller school. Their name wasn't a recognizable name. And you know what you have? You have a lot of people that work in the GM department and front offices. You know what they do? They don't want to go out on a limb and try to pick somebody. I don't think Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are those people.
No.
They pick people, and they still find a way to get those people up to par to play. And maybe the problem with us in this area, we are shell-shocked. PTSD like a mug. We are so used to only having top 10 picks and high, like low round, high draft, our first round pick, because we sucked for years. Now we don't suck anymore, and we're probably going to be picking later. Like that. And you go back when Joe Gibbs was around, there's a lot of people he picked late in the first, and most people they weren't in the first at all, and they won a lot with that.
Well, and we've seen teams before that can get to a championship game, a conference championship game, or at least advance in the playoffs. And they're good, but then they fall off because they can't draft well. They can't continue to add the talent. When you have to pay some of these guys, suddenly you don't have the necessary guys to replace those dudes with cheaper draft picks. You have to be able to hit on your draft. There's no excuses. Like, think about when Jacksonville went to that AFC Championship with Jalen Ramsey still on that defense. Mm-hmm. Look, how fast did they fall off afterward? Like, you've still got to be able to hit on draft picks. There's no excuse just because you're drafting down at 29 that now, oh, okay, well, it's no big deal. Trent McDuffie was a great player, like you said. There are so many dudes that you can get later on that are still good football players. And I think the way that Fred laid it out there, I think, is really good here in terms of we're used to looking at a first-round pick for Washington getting drafted super high and you think superstar. And maybe they don't get the superstar. They still could at 29.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you don't end up with a superstar, but you end up with a solid starter. That's just fine at 29.
When you draft them at 29, you won't know that day that they're a superstar or not. Superstar don't come from where you draft them. It comes from what years they put in. And if the guy comes in with a great work ethic and a willingness to learn, that number 29 pick might be better than the 28 that were picked before him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think that we assume automatically because someone gets picked in a certain position, they are naturally a star. I've seen many first-round busts. I seen many first-round Bammers. I mean, I seen so many first-rounders come in, don't know how to walk and chew gum at the same time. But they came in with a little hype, and they weren't around 4 years later, 5 years later. They weren't around. So let's stop caring about that and care about who comes on the team, no matter where they will pick, that have an effective outcome for this team.
800-636-1067. I want to open the phone lines on this if you want to hop in, talking about, do you want to see Washington trade down in the draft? What do you want to see them do in the draft? One thing that I think is interesting about this too, Mitch, and I think this kind of fits in there, when you're drafting a little bit later, you have to have a vision for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand what role they're going to fit into. You have to understand how you're going to develop them and help these guys along, because I've brought this up before, and I don't know if people necessarily agree or not, but when you look back at Ron's draft picks, we crush them all the time, right? Chase Young, Jahan mm-hmm. Dotson, Emmanuel Forbes, Jamin Davis, none of which are here anymore. I don't know that the issue so much was the player that they drafted. In some case, maybe it was, because maybe their personality didn't fit or their work ethic wasn't there. But in terms of their football ability, they were talented players that at worst were going in the second round. So it's not as if he drafted mm-hmm. someone you'd never heard of.
True.
But they didn't develop them. They didn't put them in positions to succeed at all. And in turn, you get a football player that you overdrafted,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't play them in a spot for them to be successful. And that's where you get to the spot where all these guys are no longer here.
Remember, we drafted a lot of people, and as soon as we drafted them, we wanted to move them. They drafted Brandon Coleman last year. That dude played a whole year's rookie year. And I don't think it was a failure. I think it was a successful rookie year. But then you were able to find someone that's more effective at that position. You found another damn good offensive lineman that you can move to another position, which in turn your offensive line gets better. You know what I mean? People, we get so concerned about just a certain picks. Look at what they did with their draft picks last year. Hell, you draft a guy, Mikey Sarensfield, second rounder, all of a sudden, if Jaden Daniels wasn't around, he's your best draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And play well enough to make you understand this kid is going to be here for a long time. You know? And I guess based off of the mindset we get, no one ever thought he was going to be good. And now that he's played well, they probably still don't care because he wasn't the first rounder. You know what I mean? I care. I watch him work. I watch him lead. And I watch him perform in very, very difficult situations at a super high level. So I like that. And that what it tells me is the people that are picking know how to pick. They're not just grabbing. They're picking people that they know can play.
800-636-1067. You want to hop in on the listener lines talking about the NFL draft. Want to see the Commanders move down? What do you want to see them do at 29? Also, a reminder, we're giving away Caps Game 2 tickets today every hour at 20 minutes past the hour until 5:20. Your next chance coming up at 1:20.